There's a verse in the Bible that says, bringing every thought into the captivity of Christ, you know. And I told a pastor that a long time ago. He said, you can't do that. You'll drive yourself crazy. And as soon as he said that, I knew something was wrong with him. Because he's sitting there talking about the Bible and preaching the Bible, but when you give him a Bible, when you say something about a Bible verse, about bringing every thought into captivity of Christ, he says, you can't do that. You'll go crazy. When he said that, I realized something was wrong with him. Something was wrong. And now as I look back, I understand the 501(c)(3) is just a business, you know. It's just a business. It'll take you a while. If you don't believe it, you'll see it eventually. You'll work yourself to death, and you'll finally get so burned out on it, you don't know what to do. And you'll see that they're trying to keep you from bringing every thought into captivity, to be honest with you. They're doing the opposite because they're trying to put you back under works and laws and rules and levels. One of the reasons is, the reason they don't think they can do it is because they've never done it. They don't believe it because they can't live that way. To live that way, you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to really cut off the music, the TV, the noise for a season, and it's going to be tough, but you can do it. But I might do a series on it. But bringing every thought into the captivity of Christ, there's no fear. There's no bitterness. There's no unforgiveness. You can forgive. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to live in the past. You don't have to be, your mind doesn't have to be consumed about what somebody else is saying. You don't have to obsess over anything. You don't have to be addicted to anything. You don't have to be in fear. You don't have to be in doubt. You don't have to be in worry. When those thoughts attack you, bring them into captivity. Jesus is holding this all together. And your mind and your heart is connected to Christ in spirit. If you're one with Jesus, you're connected to Jesus. You don't have to live in fear. If you're being lazy, yeah. But Pete, laziness is not the mind of Christ. If you're being lazy and you say, well, my power bills do, are you being lazy? Well, see, the reason you're living in fear about your power bills is because you're being lazy and you're not going to work. Do you understand? So you don't have the mind of Christ about your job or about working. So that's why the other part's hard to get in the mind of Christ, because you got to get one in. You got to get one area in line before you get the rest of it in line. You have to start at ground zero and work your way up. It's a process. You know, somebody might say, well, I'm trying to think of another thing that it's a process. It's a process. And you have to be honest in your inner man. You have to really be honest. Are you living in faith? Is there an area that needs to change? Are you believing the lies of the system? You know? Usually when when you're defeated in one area, there's usually an area that precedes that area, a thought process. You know, so you might say, well, I'm worried about my power bill. Or, what about work? Well, they don't like me at work, or something like that. Or the Bible talks about you're going to be poor if you're worried about a line outside or the cold. So a lot of times people say, I don't want to go to work, it's cold. Well, why? Why? Because you haven't understood about putting layers on. And you haven't understood about moving around and getting your blood flowing and doing some exercise and wearing two pairs of socks and, you know. Well, I don't want to get out in the heat, you know. It's always an excuse, but you can put a towel over your neck and get a wet towel and put around you. Get a water bottle and spray on your body, you know. There's always there's always a way to overcome, because God wouldn't put us here if he didn't give us a way to overcome. And so bringing every thought into captivity is the secret to overcoming the devil and his lies. And a lot of it is the bloodline stuff, the way you were raised, you know. You gotta overcome that. It's real. It's really not even about the material realm. It's about the inner heart. It's about agape and love your neighbors, yourself, love your enemy, and all that stuff. That's what it's really about. That's the real battle. Not living in the past. You know, not comparing yourself with one another. You know, stuff like that.